At the next festival in October in Italy, he'll premiere the 1929 silent film Man with a Movie Camera, featuring a new score by the Alloy Orchestra. The orchestra is actually a trio featuring two percussionists and my guest Caleb Sampson, the keyboard player. Usai recently discovered that the director of Man with a Movie Camera, Ziga Vertov, wrote instructions describing how he wanted the score to sound. Usai gave those instructions to the Alloy Orchestra. I asked Caleb Sampson what the instructions were like.
They're written instructions for what he wanted the music to sound like. Sometimes they're abstract, like separate muffled sounds, like drops of water falling into void. Sometimes they're more concrete, noise, explosions, screeching, drumming, and the tempo of the orchestra going mad. So they're these kind of impressionistic directions, just leading us in creating sounds, creating energy, creating movement in music.
Let's hear the overture that you composed for the 1929 movie, The Man with a Movie Camera. What do you enjoy about composing for and playing for silent films?
Well, it's actually a perfect situation because you get to work with wonderful films. These are like classics of the film history. And you can use your own inspiration. You don't have any commercial restrictions or restrictions in terms of playing the music quietly under the dialogue. Music is just a huge part of the experience. It's practically 50% of the experience. And so it's just this opportunity to write music that carries a film and can be so powerful. The music's function is not merely to support the action and tell people quietly how to feel, but it's actually to just lift people out of their seats and rouse them into enjoying this thing as a living, passionate spectacle.
Do you find you can almost get away with more experimental music when it's combined with a film than you could if it was just a concert?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I think that's definitely happened. People are very comfortable watching a film, and they're more open to experiencing tense emotions or. You know, conflicts than they would be hearing the same music performed in a concert hall where they have nothing to relate those emotions to except their own lives, and this they can identify with the situation on the film and are much more open to experimental music because it's supporting the action and they can put themselves in the place of the action.
The orchestra has a great sound. It's three musicians, two percussionists, and you're the keyboard player.
Yes, I am.
What an interesting configuration. How did you come up with it?
Well, Ken Winokur, one of the percussionists, and I had been working for about 10 years together on projects accompanying dance, theater, and regular films and television. And it was a really great combination because I can compose the melodic and harmonic elements, and he can come up with the percussive elements. And together, it's almost like a one-man band. And about 5 years ago, we added a second percussionist, and it becomes even a bigger sound. And so a few years ago, someone asked us to accompany a silent film, which we had never done and we'd never really considered. And it just, the the combination worked so well because we were able to actually improvise. We're so small when we watch the films, and at the same time create a very huge sound, which is basically as large as an orchestra, with the keyboards being amplified and the two percussionists creating a terrific, terrific amount of noise.
You have a new CD of music composed by the Ally Orchestra for the silent film Lonesome. And I want to play a little bit of that music. I thought we'd hear the theme that you composed for the character, Jim. This is a love story of two alienated people working in, new technology. She's a phone operator. He works, on an assembly line. They're very lonesome, very alienated, but they meet and fall in love and, of course, are separated. So this is his theme, Jim's theme. Would you say a few words about what you composed for this?
Jim's theme is, it's one of our more period kind of sounding pieces. It's, to me, it kind of sounds like something you'd hear in a 20s, college fight song or something like that. So it's that traditional element, which works very well with the actual period that the film is set in. And then we combine it with our more unusual approach to percussion, which makes it seem fresh and new and accessible to modern audiences.
Well, Caleb Sampson, thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you, Terry.
Caleb Sampson of the Ally Orchestra. Their score for the silent film Lonesome is featured on their new CD, Lonesome. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.